Right now, there are a lot of comparisons back to the year 2002, the last time that snowpack was really this low. That year, the Poudre River peaked early in the season two. Now, are you expecting that to be the case this year?
Yes. The river peaked on May 30th in 2002. We had a high peak on May 5th. We're kind of hoping that we still have some snow up there that hopefully maybe we'll reach the peak on the same date, but we're not sure.
There were pretty high flows last year, right?
Well, last year we had one of the highest snowpacks on record in place up in the mountains, and so we had a phenomenal year last year, and we had a peak at on July 1st, which is really late, of about 4,100 cubic feet per second. So we went from one extreme to the other.
Now, there may be some hope, you know, as far as recreation on the Poudre goes in the form of agriculture irrigation releases. How does that work?
For the rafting company, when we're talking about the Poudre, we have several reservoirs up in the high country, for example, Long Draw and Chambers Lake. And when the farmers are calling from the water from those reservoirs, then they will release it into the river, which raises the level up and it'll help the rafters up. But due to the drought conditions, the reservoirs will be operated a little different to accommodate the farmers' demands and requirements for their crops.
Rafting season kicked off this week. You've been talking with rafting companies?
I normally talk to them later on in the year when they want to know when the releases are going to be, how late the season or the reservoirs will be released to help them in the later part of the season. They haven't talked to me yet this year, but I expect to be getting calls from them.
How do you think those conversations are going to go?
Well, they're going to be asking me some of the same questions. And at this time, I don't know what the levels are going to be up in the reservoirs at this time to make a prediction.
All right. Thank you. That's Poudre River Commissioner George Vara. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.